Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
You think about John Paul Jackson, a prophetic man who's now with the Lord, but he gave so many prophetic words about what's taking place today. And one of the words he gave, and God would just show him headlines about what's going to be happening in the future. Headlines about this, headlines about that. And one of the headlines that God showed him, that hell, frozen water out of the sky, hell would be coming the size of softballs. Let's listen to John Paul Jackson now.
Another headline read, "Does God play softball? What? Hail the size of softballs, destroy thousands of homes and autos."
Is that amazing when you're thinking about that taking place, that you're thinking that would never happen? Well, it actually happened in Dallas, Texas. In Dallas, Texas, it just happened. And it was like, imagine when Sodom and Gomorrah got destroyed, right? He says hell rained down from heaven. And you think, well, what's that? You always wonder what that would be like, right? Well, look what happens when hell the size of softballs come down on a community just like yours, just like mine. And it's like a war zone where the siding and windows and cars and everything gets blown to pieces. As a matter of fact, take a look at this now.
Now to the dramatic pictures coming in at this hour of a dangerous and powerful storm. Parents huddling with their children as hail exploded through the windows. The ominous clouds rolling in over Wiley, Texas, unleashing giant hail. Coming down with such force, you could see it bouncing off the ground there, blowing out the windows of this house, shattering car windows. And it was terrifying for the families caught in it. ABC's Philip Mena is north of Dallas tonight.
Terrifying storms, blasting up to softball-sized hail. Families running for cover outside Dallas.
Get in there. Find the cat.
Donna Ruth Cole getting her son to safety as giant hailstones shatter windows.
I was a little bit worried, but I didn't have any clue it was going to be to that magnitude.
So scared.
That's okay, I'm with you.
John Cavallo covering his daughter in a towel, getting to an interior room. Glass exploding nearby.
That's the moment when you know, oh my God, something's really going on here.
Tonight, that same living room shredded. Damaging winds extending to Arkansas. And lightning sparking a fire at the Mermel Heights Church in El Dorado.
And this is all that's left of the church, burned to the ground and reduced to rubble.
The storm's also bringing flooding overnight to Mississippi.
That might be a total car.
But by far, Texas was worst hit. Sarah Correa and her daughter trapped in their car out in the open.
And then the back window just completely shattered through. It was the scariest thing I've ever been through.
Daughter Addison's car seat covered with hail. Thankfully, both are okay.
David, here in North Texas, they're still assessing the mess. Two hailstorms last month already did $1 billion in damage. And peak season is just getting underway. David?
Philip Mena in Texas.
He said, just try. Let's go back and look one more time what God said prophetically through John Paul Jackson. Take a look.
Another headline read, "Does God play softball? Hail the size of softballs, destroy thousands of homes and autos."
It's happening. Everything the Lord said. As a matter of fact, there's a whole bunch of these headlines we have available for you at the VFN Torch, because there's very specific things that has happened, has not yet happened, that's happening as we speak, and that's going to happen. On these prophetic warnings the Lord is giving us. And the biggest thing we need to do is prepare. The Lord is waiting on this. He's waiting on us for cry out to Him and say, Lord, we turn back to You. We want You, God. It's going to continue to escalate until we say, God, we're coming back to You. All of us, that we're turning our heart back to You again. And we're seeing floods. We're seeing disaster. We're seeing the hail. We're seeing these things take place. I want to encourage you, it will stop when we say, yes, Lord, to You.
This is amazing. I mean, look, that hell was coming down on top of Dallas homes. You know, they have beautiful homes in Dallas. And it didn't matter how nice your home was. Mm-hmm. It was being destroyed. Can you imagine, John, 24 hours of hell? I mean, our lives are so fragile that how could men shake like Ann, was it Ann Graham that said?
Yes.
Our dusty fists at God.
Yeah.
You know, we're made from the dust. And God is holding back these things from coming upon us. And that's just like a warning to all of us. It's, you know, they asked Jesus this. They said, Jesus, did these towers fall on these people because they were so bad? You know, people would say, did this hell come down on Dallas because Dallas was bad? This community was bad. And this is what Jesus said to them. He said, you need to repent.
And don't worry about Dallas.
He said, you need to repent so you don't end up in hell. That's what he says. Mm-hmm. Like, of course, I'm sure they're going like, no, we're just talking about the tower falling. We weren't talking.
They're talking about us.
So what the Lord was saying to us, in my understanding of that, is this is a sign for us that life is temporary here on this earth and that eternity is forever. And that the decisions that we make now, like the people that were on the tower when it fell, if you were out there and softball-sized hell hits you in the head, you don't survive.
Mm-mm.
And another one, and another one. Raining out of the sky, bending metal, busting windows out, coming through that simple plywood thing that we have on top of our roofs called our roofs.
Yeah.
And, I mean, that should be a warning sign to us. God, we want to turn fully back to you. We want to turn fully back to you. And this is taking place right now, as a matter of fact, on the Gulf Coast, United Prayer in Pensacola.
I'll say in Dallas, in a place where not traditionally you expect snow to come, no less. I mean, this is like, you know, hailing in Florida. You know, this requires that we take special attention. This is not normal by any stretch.
Well, one day hell wasn't coming down like that in Sodom and Gomorrah, and the next day it was.
Mm-hmm.
And you notice that the Lord said this. He said, it's going to be better for Sodom and Gomorrah than for you. When he was talking about Chorazin, he says, listen, I've done more miracles here. Sodom never saw these things. Sodom is the name of a city, not a sin. And so when we're seeing these things take place, God talks about Sodom and Gomorrah, not as that they were bad, as a sign to us so that we won't be bad.
Yeah.
I mean, they're already dealt with already. It's us. And he says, this, look back at this and realize this is what can happen. And it's happening right now, even when we speak. And so we need to begin to pray. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.